AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Pressure is growing on Congress to end the government shutdown.
Pass a clean CR, get to the table, negotiate a deal. Do not put working people in the middle of a problem they should not be in there.
Sean O'Brien is head of the Teamsters Union. He was at the White House. So was United Airlines CEO Scott Kirby.
Airlines are a pretty good real-time indicator of the economy, and we start to see still minor, but steep booking impact. And you see that happening in the economy. We put the whole economy at risk.
House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries says extended health care tax credits must be part of the picture.
In just a few days on November 1st, open enrollment will begin. And tens of millions of Americans are going to more completely understand that their premiums, copays, and deductibles are going to skyrocket.
A federal judge in Boston seems skeptical of the Trump administration's plan to stop funding the SNAP food aid program amid the government shutdown. King Charles is stripping his disgraced brother, Prince Andrew, of his remaining titles and evicting him from his royal residence after weeks of pressure to act over Andrew's relationship with sex offender Jeffrey Epstein. The AP's Lisa Dwyer reports the Justice Department is stripping references to the Capitol riot from sentencing documents
filed by prosecutors for a man arrested with guns and ammunition near former President Barack Obama's home in 2023. The two prosecutors were then locked out of their government devices and put on leave shortly after they filed a sentencing memorandum describing the crowd who attacked the Capitol as a mob of rioters. The Justice Department then replaced that court filing with an updated version that stripped references to the January 6th riot and deleted a reference to a Trump social media post Trump claimed was Obama's address.
Mark Walter is the majority owner of the Los Angeles Lakers after the NBA Board of Governors approved his purchase of a controlling stake from the Buss family. This is AP News. The European Central Bank left a key interest rate unchanged at 2%.
The decision to keep the deposit rate in place comes as inflation remains under control and European businesses weather the impact of higher US tariffs better than previously feared. This is the third time in a row that the European Central Bank has decided to keep the rate at 2%. It has entered a holding pattern after cutting the rate from 4% to snuff out double-digit inflation caused by the rebound from the pandemic and higher energy prices. A positive economic outlook has taken pressure off to enact another cut. I'm Karen Chemas.
Juggle your hands in the air when you say it. Dictionary.com's word of the year isn't really a word. It's a viral term, 6-7. Kids and teenagers can't stop repeating it and laughing about it, and parents and teachers can't make any sense of it. 6-7 is more of an inside joke with an unclear meaning driven by social media. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.